Hey, I'm Taylor Vogel, and this is Now That I'm Not Your Teacher. Each week, we'll explore an aspect of adulting that you might have missed in school. Since I used to be a teacher, I'll structure it in ways that are proven to help you retain information. But since I'm not your teacher anymore, I can approach it in a way that's honest and sometimes inappropriate for a classroom. I'm very happy you're here because class is in session. In this week's episodes, we are buying a home. Or at least we're thinking about what we need if we were to buy a home. In today's episode, I'll be sharing some tips for thinking through your home buying timeline. First off, is your calendar up to date? Because if you're buying a home, it needs to be. If you haven't checked out our previous episode, you need an effing calendar. Go give it a listen before you buy a home because your calendar is vital for this process. You're going to have a lot of meetings, appointments, and reminders that you'll need to keep track of. And if you don't already have a calendar going, the process will be a million times harder than it really needs to be. I also don't want to give a firm timeline of you'll need 6 months to plan your move, because I've had everything from 6 months to 3 weeks to firm up paperwork and get one home to the next. So instead, we're going to build a home buying sequence. Placing the tasks and notable events of buying a home into sequential order, and then assigning relative dates is a much more flexible plan than checking off many home buying timelines. When you're building a sequence, you compile all of the tasks and events, sort them into order, and then assign them dates and times. So, start with the tasks that need accomplished, and again, write them down. If you're planning to do work with a realtor, plan to get recommendations, interview 3 realtors, and make a decision. You'll want to work in time to view homes, deliberate, and put in an offer. You'll definitely need to plan for home inspection, as well as any walkthroughs with contractors if you're doing renovations off the bat. Plan on securing homeowner's insurance. You can have a company offer quotes for your area of choice and interview representatives before you make an offer. Just ask nicely. Know that you'll need a few hours to go over all of the paperwork for your closing contracts before your official closing date. You should be able to get to review these documents in advance. Then block out your plan for actually moving into the house. Hiring movers or renting a truck. Each situation is unique, but list out all of the things that you know will need to happen to get from, I think it's time I buy a home, to lounging on a hammock in the backyard with a martini. Next, take this list and sort it into the order it has to operate in. Note any contingencies, like you can't acquire the keys to your place without making an offer, having it accepted, and signing all the papers. You can set 2 types of dates. Target dates and actual dates. Target dates are when you'd like to have the task accomplished by, but know that life often has other plans. Definitely brace yourself with some timeline flexibility. Assigning dates is beneficial though, because it helps you understand your absolute shortest timeline up front. By building your sequence of home buying events, by compiling tasks, ordering them, and assigning them dates, you'll have a realistic picture of what needs to happen. You can do it. I can help. And I would love for you to share your home buying sequence with me. Send it to Now That I'm Not Your Teacher. It's all one word. Now That I'm Not Your Teacher @gmail.com.
Now That I'm Not Your Teacher is a product of Cardigan Media Group. Music by Reed Mathis. All content is copyright 2021.